Staying with sport news, and the negative publicity for the Australian Open hasn't stopped after the deportation of Novak Djokovic. Now it seems the unruly crowds in Melbourne have gained the world's attention after stars like Andy Murray and Daniil Medvedev criticised the behaviour of fans. But some tennis veterans say they're excited by a new generation of fans. Dale Drinkwater prepared this report.
It kind of sounds like the crowd at the Australian Open is booing, but it's directed at Australian tennis star Nick Kyrgios, and he's lapping it up.
About once every set, yeah? Every point.
But it continued and overshadowed a post-match interview on Channel 9 between host and former tennis number one Jim Courier and Russian star Daniil Medvedev.
I think they're saying Sue, which is a soccer thing, a football thing.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
I'll try it again.
Guys, I can't hear him, please. Show some respect for Jim Courier. He won't hear, guys. Thank you.
Off the court, Medvedev wasn't as polite.
It's not everybody who is doing it, but those who are doing it probably have a low IQ.
It also happened to British favourite Andy Murray, and he wasn't a fan.
It was incredibly irritating.
The sound comes from soccer fans, and those in the sporting world are mystified about how it made its way onto the tennis court. Michael Gleeson is a sports writer with The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald.
Well, I wish I could tell you how it originated as a tennis thing. Cristiano Ronaldo celebrates a goal with this sort of trademark jump in the air, chest out, and cries Sue. Originally C, you know, from saying yes in Spanish and Portuguese.
The Roar has copped criticism from some who say, combined with standing up at the seated event and reported foot stomping, isn't what the Australian Open crowds are meant to be.
There's a lot of tennis fans that don't really like the whole sort of theatre and frivolity and chaos that happens at a Nick Kyrgios match, which is significantly different to a lot of other matches, because he is a showman and an entertainer and he does like to engage the crowd and wind them up.
John Alexander doesn't mind it, though. He's a federal MP, was a top 10 tennis player in the 1970s, and is a Davis Cup legend. He's unsurprisingly at Melbourne Park today and recognises how differently crowds are acting since he was a player.
It's the changing nature. You know, Australian crowds were renowned for being very fair and they cheer for the opposition as much as they cheer for the home team in years gone by. But I think we've become a little bit more patriotic, and I think that Nick brings a whole new dimension to it.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Do you think there is that element of, say, nationalism, and where do you think that's coming from?
Oh, look, I think it's been growing for a while.
But he isn't too fazed about Nick Kyrgios's role in the matter.
Nick's comments were very insightful. But you know, he said, I know it's a gentleman's sport, but you've got two gentlemen, the game's going to die. You've got to have people like me.
Other longtime tennis fans, used to the rules and the manners around the game, might not agree.
Dale Drinkwater with that report.